This is JIS News. Coming up, government to launch phase two of national export strategy, new road traffic act to improve level of discipline among road users, and TEF upgrading 14 beaches at a cost of $250 million. The news in detail after this message.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ. Planning today, securing tomorrow through policies and plans geared at growing the economy, reducing poverty, promoting sustainable development, thus making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the administration continues to strengthen its governance structure to ensure greater transparency and accountability in the management of public resources. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the aim is to enhance the efficiency, quality, and cost-effectiveness of the public sector. Among the measures is improving the monitoring of budget-funded public bodies by enforcing the time limit for submission of financial statements to the Auditor General.
And we are also bolstering the capacity within the Auditor General's office for more in-depth and frequent reviews of these statements. The Office of the Auditor General is to be strengthened, and the Office of the Contractor General is being given attention in terms of accepting and responding to its resource needs and mandate.
The Prime Minister was addressing the opening ceremony for the International Conference on Strengthening Legislative Oversight for Fostering Accountability and Sustainable Growth earlier this week. The conference, held June 2 to 4, was aimed at strengthening the capacity of parliaments in the Caribbean to carry out oversight of public expenditure. It was organized by the Houses of Parliament in partnership with the World Bank, United Nations Development Programme, Parlamericas, and the Inter-American Development Bank. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says Phase 2 of the National Export Strategy, NES2, is expected to be launched on June 30. NES2 seeks to further boost Jamaica's competitiveness in the global market. Speaking at the launch of National Exporters Month 2015 Monday, Minister Hilton said consultants are incorporating the final strategy document, which covers the period 2015 to 2019.
This strategy is an improvement on the previous NES 2010-2013 as it focuses on fewer, more precise, and more impactful initiatives for the priority sectors and cross-cutting areas.
The main goal of the strategy is to improve Jamaica's export performance by advancing the competitiveness of firms and sectors while enhancing the environment for business and trade. It is being developed under the leadership of the ministry through Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, and involves partnership with the Jamaica Exporters Association and the Trade Board, with support from the Commonwealth Secretariat. The Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, will be financing the development of 14 beaches across the island as part of its National Beach Development Program. Valued at an estimated $250 million, the project will equip public beaches with recreational facilities for locals and visitors to the island. TEF Executive Director Clyde Harrison says the program will involve the upgrading and upkeep of at least one beach in each parish.
It's really kiosk, restroom facilities, storage facilities, where possible and where reasonable, buildings for concessionaires. Some beaches we'll be thinking of dual futsal and beach volleyball court.
The beaches will also be equipped with children play areas, seating with tables, picnic areas and gazebos, changing rooms, adequate parking, lifeguard towers and utilities inclusive of running water and electricity. Mr. Harrison says designs have already been done for 10 beaches, with work underway at Boston, Norman Manley and Providence Park. The project is expected to be completed by December this year. And Transport Minister Dr. Omar Davies is reiterating that measures will be implemented under the new Road Traffic Act to improve the level of discipline among motorists in the traffic environment. He says a number of road crashes and fatalities result from indiscipline among motorists. He adds that the new act will come with increased fines geared towards curbing bad practices.
One of the strange things is that many persons, in going through the amendments, have sought to signal why costing so much, why are they fined so much. The better question is, and more important, you don't have to pay those fines if you obey the rules. These fines are not revenue measures. They are measures meant to increase the level of discipline on the road.
Dr. Davies was speaking at the Jamaica Gasoline Retailers Association's Road Safety Month launch event on Wednesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.